KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you this morning by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services. The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
Now take a look at sports here for you this morning here on KJN. And starting off, taking a look at high school action and lots of things going on, both in the regular season and the postseason. As postseason play in golf continues on the girls' side, as regional golf took place yesterday around the state, and a Class 3A Region 1 action being played up in Harlan at the Harlan Golf and Country Club saw the Atlantic Trojans qualify for the state meet. As they shot a 379 team total, the next closest team was ADM with a 401. The top two do qualify to go to the state meet, so Atlantic and ADM qualified there in that region. Carroll was in third place and Clark was fourth. Individual qualifiers, Sarah Pettit of Carroll shot an 84. Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic qualified as an individual with an 88. Megan Tickner of ADM shot a 90. Taryn Golson of Dallas Center Grimes, 92. Rachel Van Eerdick of Carroll shot 94. And Courtney Linen of Harlan shot a 94 as well. And they're all individual qualifiers there from that region. In Class 2A, Region 2 at Carroll, at the Carroll Country Club, Kemper Catholic was a state qualifier, shooting a 376. Clarinda also qualified as a team, shooting a 394. The next teams in order were Esack County, Ogden, Missouri Valley, and Underwood. Individual qualifiers were Taylor Gardner of Missouri Valley shooting an 83, Aaron Rasmussen of Oldham, Arthur Batter Creek, Ada Grove shooting an 86, Morgan Neighborhouse of Kemper Catholic shooting an 88, Brittany Butler of South Hamilton shot a 90, and Corey Woodard of Clarinda shot a 91, as all individual qualifiers there. In Class 1A, Region 2 played in Dunlop at the Dunlop Golf Club. It was Hinton qualifying as a team with a 387. Audubon also qualified, shooting a 399 team total. Corning shot 452. West Monona, Nishnabana, and AHST rounded out the team field there. Individual qualifiers there from that 2A Region 2 site were Susie Bylan of Audubon, shooting an 87. Katie Clauston of Hinton, shooting a 90. Tori Bishop of Hinton, shooting a 91. Anna Hildebrand of Riverside, shooting a 92. And Kaylee Westlake of Corning, who shot a 93. In Class 4A Region 1 action in at Grimes at the Bigger Beaver Creek Golf Course, it was Waukee and Dowling Catholic, your state qualifiers. And then Lewis Central finished fifth there in that region. Also finishing seventh was Councilman Abraham Lincoln, and then eighth was Dennison Schleswig. Individual qualifiers, one from the area there, Kayla Redeker of Lewis Central shot an 86 to qualify as an individual. So now all those golfers move on to the state meet. The state high school golf meet will be played Tuesday and Wednesday, May 29th and 30th next week, and that will be divided into classes. Classes 1A and 2A will be playing at the River Valley Golf Course in Adel, and Classes 3A and 4A will be playing at Otter Creek Golf Course in Ankeny. So that gets underway next week with those area qualifiers. Also last night in postseason action, it was a boys' sub-state soccer first-round play. In Class 1A, sub-state number 8, it was Kemper Catholic over Riverside 2-1. Underwood beat Missouri Valley 5-0. AHST topped Tri-Center by a score of 1-0. Also in sub-state number 7, Pella Christian over Nottoway Valley 5-3. And Des Moines Christian beat West Central Valley of Stewart 7-1. Also coming up here on Wednesday now, matchups that will take place in the second round of the sub-state. Underwood is at Kemper Catholic for a 5 o'clock start time, and AHST is at St. Albert for a 5 o'clock start time as well there in sub-state number 8 play. Also in Class 2A, sub-state number 1, it was Bishop Heelan Catholic defeating Dennison Schleswig 4-0. Storm Lake beat Carroll 5-2. Also in sub-state 8 play, it was Harlan over Creston 1-0, and Winterset topped Atlantic by a score of 2-0, so the Trojans' season there ending with that match last night. Now, Wednesday's matchups, we'll see Harlan at Glenwood at 5 o'clock and Winterset at ADM Adel at 6:30 there, play in Substate number 8. Also in Class 3A, Substate 1, it was Sioux City West over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 4-0. And in Substate 8, Urbandale was a 5-1 winner over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. And now Wednesday, Lewis Central will take on either Sergeant Bluff Luton or Sioux City East winner. They're playing tonight. Now, Lewis Central had a first-round bye, so they'll be playing in the second round. That game is scheduled to be played right now at Sioux City East, and that's a 5 o'clock start time Wednesday there for Lewis Central. Now moving on to some regular season action for you, as the softball and baseball seasons officially got underway last night, and the Atlantic Trojans picked up a softball victory to start their season, 10-9 over Clarinda. Also, Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln was a 12-0 winner over St. Albert. Denison Schleswig beat Jefferson Scranton 5-1. IKM Manning over Guthrie Center 12-0. Old Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove 20-4 over Pocahontas Area Pomeroy Palmer. It was Woodbine 5-2 over Walnut, and Winterset was a 6-1 winner over Norwalk. In baseball play last night, AHST over Nishnabotten a 6-0. Creston beat Corning 10-0. Earlham 11-1 over Nottoway Valley. IKM Manning was 11-4 winner over South Central Calhoun. Also, Lawton Bronson was a 13-1 winner over Bowyer Valley. Lamar's beat Denison Schleswig 5-1. Lennox over Clarinda Academy 10-0. Lewis Central beat Traynor 4-3 in 9 innings of play. Logan Magnolia 14-2 over East Mills. Murray 13-0 over Essex in 5 innings. Shenandoah beat Underwood 11-4. It was Southeast Warren 6-1 over Clark. St. Albert beat Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 9-5. And Van Meter 7-3 over Winterset there in high school baseball last night. Also a note today locally as well, the 6th Annual Iowa State University Athletics Department Tailgate Tour will be held at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club today from noon to 1. Food will be available for purchase, and the event will feature a lot of Iowa State head figures, Athletic Director Jamie Pollard, Football Coach Paul Rhodes, Men's Basketball Coach Fred Hoiberg, Women's Basketball Coach Bill Finley, Wrestling Coach Kevin Jackson, Volleyball Coach Christy Johnson-Lynch, and John Walters as well, the Cyclones.TV network. The event will be providing a chance for Iowa State fans of all ages to interact with coaches, student athletes, and staff. Anyone with questions about the event can contact Ray Underwood at 243-5283. No advance reservation required. Just show up for that event today at noon. And also, if you don't make it to that event, they will be making a stop tonight as well, close to southwest Iowa over in Omaha at the Henry Dorley Zoo here this evening. That's an event from 6 to 8 p.m. this evening. That's a look at some of the latest local sports. We'll check some other sports on the national scene here after this.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
In the NBA, it will be the Oklahoma City Thunder against the San Antonio Spurs in a Western Conference Finals that pits the two top seeds. The Thunder have advanced with a third-quarter surge that carried them to a 106-90 victory over the Lakers, closing out the conference semifinal series in 5 games. Russell Westbrook had a pair of three-point plays during a 14-3 spurt that put Oklahoma City ahead to stay late in the third quarter. Kevin Durant drained 2 three-pointers while the Thunder opened the final period on a 10-0 run to go ahead 93-77. Westbrook finished with 28 points, Durant added 25 and 10 rebounds in the clincher. James Harden came off the bench to add 17 points and 8 rebounds for the winners. Kobe Bryant poured in 42 points for the Lakers on 18-33 shooting in the loss. Pau Gasol finished with 14 points and 16 rebounds but missed 9 of his 14 shots. No other Laker took more than 10 shots. Game 1 of the West Finals isn't until Sunday in San Antonio. The Boston Celtics enjoy a 3-2 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals following a strong second half, as Brandon Bass scored 18 of his postseason career-high 27 points in the third quarter as the Celtics pulled away to beat the 76ers 101-85 in Boston. The Celtics trailed by 4 until Bass helped them outscore the Sixers 54-35 in the second half, including a 28-16 margin in the third period. Celtics shot 52% from the field for the game, with Bass hitting 9 of his 13 shots. And Kevin Garnett finished with 20 points, while Rajon Rondo added 13 points and 14 assists. And Elton Brand had 19 points for the 76ers in the loss, who host Game 7 now coming up on, or Game 6, on Wednesday. The Orlando Magic are in the market for a head coach and a general manager. Stan Van Gundy has been dismissed after posting a 259 and a 135 record in five seasons with the Magic. Orlando went 37-29 this year, but lost All-Star center Dwight Howard to a back injury late in the season. The Magic went 5-12 without Howard, including a 1-4 mark in their first-round playoff loss to Indiana. GM Otis Smith was also let go after molding playoff teams in each of his six seasons at the helm, and Orlando won the Eastern Conference Championship back in 2009. In baseball last night, the defending World Series champion St. Louis Cardinals needed a late comeback to stay atop the National League Central. Tyler Green belted a two-run homer in the bottom of the eighth as the Cardinals beat San Diego 4-3 to end a four-game losing streak. That was just a half inning after Jesus Guzman's two-run double put the Padres ahead. Cardinals rallied to win that one last night. Also in Major League Baseball play last night, some other scores for you. Boston was an 8-6 winner over Baltimore. Kansas City was a 6-0 winner over the Yankees. It was Washington 2-1 over Philadelphia. The Mets beat Pittsburgh beat the Mets 5-4. Cincinnati over Atlanta 4-1. And Miami beat Colorado 7-4. Toronto over Tampa Bay 6-2. Houston beat the Cubs 8-4. Also it was San Francisco over Milwaukee 4-3. The Dodgers beat Arizona 6-1 to stay with the best record in the majors. The Oakland Athletics beat the LA Angels 2-1, and Seattle beat Texas 6-1 in the nightcap. And also last night in the National Hockey League, it was Zach Parise leading a strong Devils effort, scoring twice in a 4-1 win versus the Rangers that evened that series at two games apiece as they move on now to game number 5 there in the NHL. And also one note for you as well from the NFL, as Jamal Charles and Eric Berry were among a half dozen Kansas City Chiefs who spent most of Monday's workout standing off to the side during drills. Charles and Berry, along with tight end Tony Moyaki, tore their left ACLs last season, forcing them to miss most of the year. They're expected to be 100% by training camp, but they were limited during the first of the Chiefs' organized team activities. The three of them were joined by rookie defensive back Daquan Minzy, linebacker Brandon Seiler, and safety Kendrick Lewis in doing rehab work during most of practice. The only player missing was wide receiver Dwayne Bowe. The Chiefs have until July 16th to sign him to a long-term deal. Otherwise, he'll play next season under the franchise tag. And Texans star receiver Andre Johnson says that he will need 3 to 4 weeks to recover from arthroscopic surgery on his left knee. The 30-year-old sat out Houston's first organized team practice 2 weeks after the procedure. And that's a look at some of the latest sports here on KJAN. Sports brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.